Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Some immigrants watched in horror last week as mobs attacked the U.S. Capitol. For many, it brought up painful memories of insurrection in their own countries. WBUR's Cristela Guerra spoke with immigrants in Massachusetts and Rhode Island who never expected to experience this kind of unrest again, and has this report.
Growing up, William Alvarez watched an insurrection begin slowly in Venezuela, with a dictator stifling the press. While Claudia Lach, as a teenager in 1970s Argentina, hid her books that could be considered subversive. Both agree the scene at the U.S. Capitol last week brought a sickening feeling of familiarity. Lach could barely focus last Wednesday. She remembers back to her youth, when people, who were seen as a threat to the regime, disappeared. She lost a very good friend in those days, most of whose family was killed. So on the night of the attacks on D.C., she called her two sons, incredulous.
This is not what I was hoping for you to experience, even as adults in the United States. And I cannot run to you right now and embrace you, but it is that feeling of, oh my God, this happened here?
Alvarez says he's been obsessed with the news for the past week, watching, waiting. He too has a family to protect. Like Lach, he thought they wouldn't have to worry about this type of turmoil in a country they thought they knew.
Since last week, I have not been able to just stop. I'm cooking for my kids and I'm looking at the phone. I feel that something can happen anytime. Something that I don't expect, something tragic, something terrible is going to happen.
Tragedy arrived at his front door years ago in Venezuela when a wayward military bullet fatally struck his 21-year-old brother outside his home. The military had been chasing someone else after curfew. Alvarez's life is divided in two, before and after that grief.
The first thing that came to my mind at that time was, how is this happening to me? You know, I couldn't believe that my body's experiences this pain and this loss. So when I came here, I felt like safe. I mean, this country with all the difference, there's a lot of welcoming.
Alvarez, like many, maintains that this attack doesn't define the United States. Patricia Montes takes a different view. She's executive director of Centro Presente, an immigrant rights organization. She grew up seeing images of unfolding violence in her native Honduras, often by U.S.-backed forces. She bristles at the notion of American exceptionalism.
If we don't know the history of the U.S. involvement in Latin America and many other countries around the planet, we're going to repeat history. And we're going to continue seeing the U.S. as the heroes, trying to build democracy, and that is a fantasy. It's a fantasy, and we need to understand that. That is not the reality.
For Montes, it's ironic that people have been surprised by the insurrection, given America's history of intervening abroad. Nevertheless, Chevy Vityanandan was taken aback last week.
When we were kids, we always looked at the U.S. as the model for democracy, as the model for tolerance, to a certain extent, the model for tolerance and the ability to have different views and still get along.
There's a threshold his own nation of Sri Lanka crossed when discrimination and intolerance led to violence between ethnic groups. In 1983, a young militant group known as the Tamil Tigers attacked an army convoy. Thousands died. Whole neighborhoods burned. The war raged for decades. Last week, Vityanandan was embarrassed talking to friends back home.
And now, you know, friends back home are telling us, you know, you guys are not much different than us.
They know they witnessed the worst and the best of this democracy. Authorities eventually cleared out the mob. The People's Choice was certified. A new president will be inaugurated in a few days. These are fragile freedoms they hope no one takes for granted. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Cristela Guerra.